Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King.
Oh, America.
America's 45th president is about to become the country's 47th president. Donald Trump will shortly take the oath of office at an ongoing swearing-in ceremony at the Capitol. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes on what to expect in his inaugural address.
The speech is much lighter, more optimistic than what we heard from him back in 2017. He is going to say, for instance, quote, "I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success. A tide of change is sweeping the country."
J.D. Vance has just been sworn in as vice president. Bone-chilling weather forced the ceremony to move inside for the first time since Ronald Reagan's inauguration in 1985. Hundreds of thousands of spectators who hoped to see it outside had to compete for limited space to watch it in the Capitol One Arena. CBS's Maurice Dubois.
There is joy. There is high energy. There are high expectations here among the crowd. We're here with the lucky few. 20,000, some 200,000+ were going to be ticketed to be outside on the mall to see the inauguration originally. So it was first come, first served basis to get those tickets to come inside.
Trump is expected to sign about 200 executive orders today. His press secretary says one will be to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says Mexico might have something to say about that.
The Mexican president a few weeks ago suggested, well, if he wants to rename the bay, we should probably rename the continent back to what it once was, which was Mexico, America, before the Louisiana Purchase and California became part of the United States. So you can see where things may be headed here.
Trump has said he'll pardon at least some of those charged or convicted for the Capitol insurrection today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The question as this day develops is, how many pardons will Donald Trump issue to January 6th rioters? He has said unequivocally, it's a first day thing that he's going to pardon at least some of the rioters. But the question now, is it some or is it all?
Joe Biden has issued his final pardons as president, preemptively pardoning members of the House committee that investigated Trump and the Capitol insurrection, along with Dr. Anthony Fauci and former Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milligan moments ago.
He is pardoning his brothers, their wives, his sister, other family members. He says that he is doing this because basically baseless and politically motivated investigations wreak havoc on the lives of individuals.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes at the Capitol. And Donald Trump has just been sworn in as president. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The cold weather advisory warns of dangerous wind chills reaching 30 below. Warming centers are open, garbage collection in Racine will be delayed tomorrow, and dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers.
You gotta give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports on Mike Clemens.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. With cold weather advisory through Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
Harvey's rest of the story, a story about an ice palace, coming up in 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. The winter beginning December 1739 was the coldest that anybody in Russia could ever remember. And so it was that the Russian Academy of Sciences embarked upon a program of experiment relating to ice. Anything and everything to do with ice. Such was the abundance of ice during that frigid season that the scientists felt compelled to make the most of it. And so it turned out did the Empress Anna Ivanova. For at the whimsical suggestion of one of her courtiers, the supreme ruler of all Russia commanded the construction of a palace, a full-size palace made entirely of ice. Now the courtier had conceived this as an amusement, at least, as a challenge to the country's artisans and builders and scientists, but the Empress had something else in mind. And that is the rest of the story. Absolutely everything that one could hope to see in a palace made of stone could be found in the Empress Anna's ice palace. Now bear in mind that no other materials were used in the construction or in the appointments. Everything, the walls, the stairs, the Baroque balustrades were ice. The cornices and the columns, everything was made of ice. Even the window panes, even the decorative figurines and the furniture. There were four-poster beds and chairs and tables and chandeliers, even a clock and a commode, all made of ice. And on the card table in the drawing room, a complete deck of playing cards made entirely of ice. The sculpture throughout the ice palace was magnificent to behold. Statues, of course. But on the icy grounds of the palace were ice flowers and ice trees, complete with ice birds perched delicately on their ice branches. In the courtyard stood a great cannon made of ice and ice only, which nonetheless fired real charges, and a pair of ice dolphins which breathed flames of ignited naphtha, and a life-size ice elephant that could squirt water out of its trunk in a stream 250 feet high. And yet, as marvelous as this architectural and artistic marvel was, its main function, as the Empress Anna was to reveal shortly after the new year 1740, its primary purpose was to serve as the setting for the most grotesque practical joke in all Russian history. For among her courtiers was the Prince Michael Golitsyn, an honored field marshal, a distinguished educator, a statesman. But nonetheless, he scorned the decadent Empress. So scorned, in fact, was she, that she ordered the prince to marry somebody else. She ordered him to marry the ugliest woman in the land. and further decreed that the hapless couple should be stripped of their clothing and then sealed up in the ice palace for their wedding night. Now, Russian history, as all history for that matter, abounds with accounts of unconscionable cruelty. But from this day forward, you will neither forgive nor forget the mad monarch who conceived and carried out the most monstrous marriage ceremony of all time. And yet, to the Empress's astonishment, you know, those newlyweds whom she had sought to entomb instead emerged from their cold, elegant grave the following morning, alive, even well, more miraculously still, in love. For sometimes the poets tell us a rose blooms in the abyss, as it did in that bitter Russian winter 2.5 centuries ago, when a tiny spark burst into a blaze that warmed two souls in a palace of ice. And now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, heard twice daily here on WRJN, once at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, as you just heard, here on WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, it may be chilly outside, but keep in mind that the Downtown Chili Walk is happening in February. On February 22nd, it's a Saturday, from noon until 2, there are 10 different locations downtown serving chili. There'll be ice sculpting. There'll be a scavenger hunt for kids. If you need the details, there's a link on our website for Downtown Racine. at WRJN.com.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey-ya! You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya! Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey-ya! Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, giving you an update on what's going on out there in the cold. From Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With the MLK holiday, most government buildings would normally be closed. However, the danger of a deep chill has some of them running as warming centers today. The National Weather Service has what they call a cold weather advisory in effect. The deep freeze is likely to continue through Wednesday, and even colder temperatures could impact things tomorrow. You should check on family and neighbors that could be susceptible to the cold. To find a warming center near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday led to the quick arrest of a 29-year-old Racine woman. The suspect allegedly told a Racine County employee that she had placed a bomb at the facility. A bomb squad from Kenosha County was called in. They helped to figure out that there was no bomb or explosive device. The identity of the woman and the reason why she made the threat still isn't known. A 17-year-old from Kenosha is free after a judge dismissed all charges in a sexual assault case. The teen was arrested earlier last year, with the case gaining attention due to a rare decision by the judge to overturn a jury's guilty verdict. Jurors came forward in November after the trial, citing concerns about jury deliberations and new evidence. And a Racine County school district may also ask for more money. Racine Unified and Kenosha Unified are preparing for referendums to appear on upcoming ballots. This week, the Raymond School Board will consider putting forward a $2.25 million ask, seeking funds to address staffing costs and other needs. Raymond School District voters said no to a larger request back in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. With cold weather advisory through Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and the Happy Together Tour featuring these guys and gal, the Cowsills, coming August 10th to State Fair.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. Oh, I don't know just why. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into say hello. She smiled up at me. And she took my hand. And we walked through the park alone. And I knew
made me happy.
Happy, happy. She had
flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere.
I love the flower girl.
Was she reality or just a dream to me?
I love the flower girl.
Her love showed me the way.
To you, Mrs. R, Simon and Garfunkel, Mary Wells, she is thinking about her guy, WRJN.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to
Changed it all so much.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, with free tickets to see Peter Noonan, Herman's Hermits, and the Association in concert February 28th in Waukegan. Keep listening for how you can win them from WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is gonna catch up.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Timeless hits, WRJN, with just vintage, excellent Motown back-to-back on WRJN.
Maybe you want to give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call, and a taste of honey's worse than none at all.
I said, is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The 45th American president is now the country's 47th.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
In his inaugural address, Donald Trump says the golden age of America begins right now.
America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional than ever before.
He promises the country will be proud, prosperous, and free.
We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer.
And holding true to his campaign hallmark, Trump says he'll put America first every day during his administration. The new president says he'll sign some 200 executive orders today, the most ever for an administration's first day. Immigration is at the top of his list. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
They're going to end a handful of different immigration-related policies from the Biden era. Catch and release. They're going to reinstate the Remain in Mexico plan that has migrants wait over there as they seek asylum. And they're going to restore construction of the border wall, particularly in parts of Arizona and Texas.
President Trump has also said he would pardon at least some of the people charged or convicted in the Capitol insurrection today. University of Baltimore law professor Kim Whaley says that would send a bad message.
Symbolically, it is really powerful to be taking the reins of the executive branch, whose job it is to faithfully execute the law, and then pardon people who engaged in a riot to prevent, through violence, the peaceful transfer of power.
About 1,000 people pled guilty.